Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Jay, you did not ask me Mike's question. If I had Lord Stanley's cup for a day, where and what would I drink and eat from it? You got to at least drink something. I am stunned that you did not ask me that question.
Came in on time.
Oh, 10 hours ago.
I missed it then.
On our Facebook page.
It's funny though, because I thought of that as a potential show question. If you had the cup for a day, what would you do with it? So, interesting.
Well, they're going to be parading it in South Florida, and so maybe we can bring back that question toward the end of the week. But my answer to Mike, I just replied on our Facebook page, I would absolutely drink iced coffee from Lord Stanley's cup. How many other people have ever had iced coffee out of the cup?
Probably none.
Yeah, wouldn't it be amazing? I started to say milk, because milk is my favorite beverage, but iced coffee, since that's really my hallmark, since I got into this business, I never drank coffee until I was in my 30s. I drank soda. That's how I got my caffeine. Once your metabolism slows down, not a great idea. And so I started drinking iced coffee, and I love it now. In fact, we brought back iced coffee. Well, we brought back a package of coffee from Hawaii that was labeled. We got it from the farm where it was packaged, where it was grown and packaged, and it said the world's best iced coffee. So, of course, they had me right there. And I had it yesterday for the first time. Oh, it's heavenly Hawaiian iced coffee. Well, best I've ever tasted. It was delicious. From Greenwell Farms on the Big Island. So it means more even that we got it directly from the Big Island. Anyway, I would drink iced coffee from the cup with some oat milk and a little dash of half and half, or a little dash of Snickers creamer, which is my current favorite flavor. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I do go back and answer some of your questions from Ask Amy either on Twix, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. I'll get to a few more of those on Wednesday. Wednesday is also home to the first round of the NBA draft. I wish I could tell you we were going to blanket it with coverage like we do with the NFL draft, but that's probably misleading and false advertising, so I won't be telling you that. But certainly there are many interesting questions that will be answered come this time. Well, I guess we'll say this time tomorrow, but if you are going to watch the NBA draft yourself, well, then you'll recognize that Bronny James is one of the major stories. We'll see how that plays out if he gets drafted. Apparently right now there are sports books and various gambling outlets that are taking bets, and I think the most popular odds right now are about 50-50, which really leaves you neither here nor there. But Even Vegas and other sports books don't have a consensus on whether or not they think Bronny James will get drafted. The last I read, it was roughly 50-50. That's about where it stands. Jay's got his finger up in the air, not that finger, a different finger. And he's telling me to wait.
Are you see the teams.
Are you investigating?
The Lakers are minus 130 odds. Phoenix is plus 700.
Okay, see, I'm sure that you'd be really impressed if I knew exactly what that meant, but I have no clue.
It means everyone thinks Vegas thinks he's going to go to the Lakers, essentially, is what's happening.
So the plus 700 or whatever means very high odds? Very low odds?
Low odds. Okay. Yeah. Not very, very, but not great. No, but pretty low, huh. Yeah.
What if it's plus 7,000?
If you bet a dollar to win a lot. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So if I bet a dollar, I would win $7,000 if Bronny James got drafted by whatever, the Phoenix Suns? You should see Jay's face right now.
I don't
really. He's trying
gamble
to figure
either,
it out himself. So you have no idea either.
You'd win a lot. You'd win more than a dollar.
All right. We'll just leave it at that. You'd win a lot.
But if you bet a dollar on the Lakers at minus 130, you wouldn't win a dollar.
Sounded so completely expert that it was a little sus, Jay, I got to tell you.
A little sus.
It's a little sus. Here's the thing. One of our house rules on After Hours, and these go way back, storylines, not betting lines. That's one of the that is one of the house rules. It goes back to when we were on the weekends. I purposely do not pay any attention to gambling lines, betting lines. I don't put any of my own money down because I want to be able to talk objectively about what's happening on the field, the court, the ice. And if this is the case for most Americans, if my pocketbook or my cash is tied to a particular outcome, I do not think that I would be able to talk A, intelligently, and B, objectively. So
you'd win $7.
Storylines, not betting lines. And honestly, when he gets drafted, we'll talk about it. But I don't care what the odds are. I just brought it up because I read that right now most sports books don't actually know if he's going to get drafted. That was the whole point.
I think I'm
going to
put a dollar on the Suns.
No, you're not. When do the Suns draft, Producer Jay?
I have no idea.
Exactly. That's kind of the point. You're just flying blind. So it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on the morning of the first round of The Rest of Your Life. Bronny James likely is not going to go first round. That would be stunning. If he does go first round, that's a story. It's more likely that he ends up getting drafted, if he does get drafted, somewhere on Thursday afternoon, which is such a weird time. But do you want to know why the second round of the NBA draft is Thursday afternoon? Are you ready? Because the first presidential debate is Thursday night. That's
is
why.
It really?
Yes, it is. And which is, it doesn't matter. We're not talking about the debate. We're not going to talk about the debate. Only to say that because it's very divisive and because our political climate in the United States is extremely divisive, because never the twain shall meet, right, when we're talking about the two parties right now, the debate, it will be the attention getter, yeah, on Thursday night. I don't care how, I don't care if you're Bronny James. Right now, you can't hold a candle to a presidential debate with the two candidates.
I mean, even if things weren't as divided as they currently are in the nation, mm-hmm, I feel like a presidential debate should take precedent over the second round of the NBA
draft.
Well,
it should. Right, it should. I'm just telling you that because of the political climate, there's no chance that the NBA wanted to. The NBA's ratings are bad enough right now. There's no chance that the NBA wanted to tangle with the debate. It's a little bit like, hey, let's hold our NBA draft on the first night of the NFL season. Guess how many people would watch your draft, as in a big fat goose egg. Maybe the parents would watch the draft.
Maybe.
Right. But this is why this is why the second round is earlier in the day.
Makes sense. I don't think the second round needs its entire day or even needs to be televised, to be honest, but another story.
Again, tell that to the parents. Just kidding. So
do they even go the second round picks?
To the green room?
Yeah, to the draft.
No. In fact, I don't even think the second round is in Barclays.
Then why is it televised? Like, who is this for?
The parents. I don't know. The classmates. I highly doubt the players are watching. So
Gatorade?
I have no idea. If you just finished up your regular season, you're an NBA player, and you just finished up your season, I highly doubt you're watching what's happening either. I think they're probably, a lot of them are probably on European vacations right now.
Gone.
Yeah, they're not around. Anyway, We'll give you the deets, the highlights, if you will, but it's highly unlikely that you're going to see Bronny James drafted on Wednesday night. Okay? All right. I'm actually interested in where Donovan Klingon goes, the two-time UConn champion. I'm also really intrigued to see where the other center, 7'4", Zach Edey, ends up, because I think that he still has so much potential in the NBA. He's, I think right now, a lot of prospects' rankings have him, I don't know, among the top six or seven centers available. The NBA draft is not like the NFL draft, where there's so many rounds. There's two. That's it. Two rounds. And then you got free agent opportunities for guys who don't get drafted. So we'll see what happens. As for the Boston Celtics, fresh off celebrating their 18th world championship, or just NBA championship, but what else? No one else has the NBA, so of course they can say it's a world championship. I like it. We are actually going to have Sean Grandy on the show with us come Thursday night. Not to talk about the draft, but because he promised that once he went through a duck boat parade with his son, his young son, I've seen the photos, they're great, that he would come back and tell us what that was like. And since he's one of our favorites, we're looking forward to that. But Brad Stevens was front and center. He was talking about the victory parade and how it made every one of the near misses, the failures, the can't quite get the job done, the too many turnovers, the game sevens, all of that made it worth it.
One of the things that this whole experience has done is validated for me years where we didn't, but we were building towards it, and we were, you know, we went through things that, you know, were really high level seasons, both individually and collectively, that we came up a little short of that. And I think that, you know, you wonder how it'll feel when you win. And after those first couple of days, it doesn't feel much different, right?
That's
but
funny.
The parade is the part that, you know, is pretty darn unique. It was one of the most amazing experiences of my life.
All right. Looking forward to hearing Sean Grandy's first person perspective. But I think that's kind of funny. After the first couple of days, it really doesn't feel that different. Maybe not to Brad Stevens. I mean, he didn't win one as a coach. Obviously was part of the architect of this particular team. Not Tatum and Brown. He coached them, but Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown were Danny Ainge products. So his name was being tossed around going back to the night that they won the title. But I do think, as much as people would say, it was about time for that dynamic duo in the NBA, Brad Stevens actually has a different perspective as someone who worked with them from the beginning.
It's funny because now that you win it, you know, all the narrative is, man, they're way ahead of schedule when you look at their age versus what they've accomplished versus the rest of the league. And they were ahead of schedule the whole time. And that's, again, why we've been fortunate enough to kind of build around them.
They were ahead of schedule the whole time. And now the rest of the league is catching up, or now the rest of the narratives are catching up. Yeah, they're young. It's going to be interesting to see what they can do. Now, my goodness, this idea already of dynasty drives me berserk. Every team that wins a single title is not going to be a dynasty. And while I do think that the team has an incredible, solid foundation, they've got wonderful coaching in Joe Mazzulla, it's a formula that you would believe would carry over into next year. All of those things can be true. Injuries will factor in. We don't actually know about Kristaps Porzingis, and a good portion of their success in the regular season revolved around KP. He's getting ready to have a surgery. He's going to miss the Olympics, which really sucks. So yes, they've got the foundation, but other teams around you are going to get better. That's another element to the equation. And you've got the bullseye on your back. Everybody's gunning for you. I wouldn't expect that the Eastern Conference is going to stand pat. It's hard to get to the playoffs, forget to go to back-to-back NBA finals. Just because the Cavaliers and the Warriors made it look easy doesn't mean that it actually is. So stop with the dynasty talk, please. I mean, it just makes me roll my eyes. It's way too early to be talking about this time next year. And also, we just got done. I'm ready to bury the winter sports for a little bit. I know they have their drafts and then they've got free agency, but we don't need to crown a champion for 25 in June of 24. Brad Stevens did say, of course, they're always tweaking and that he would expect they'd have a couple of different moves that would be made because that's how they got to the group that they have right now, but believes that the core will remain largely intact. And it, of course, revolves around Jason and Jalen and Joe Mazzulla. And that's the piece that I think is really intriguing. Just a few years ago, this guy was coaching at the D2 level. He takes over for Ime Udoka. He's not the associate head coach. He's not the one that a lot of people would have picked to take over for Ime in, you know, was it the weeks before they started training camp? And yet look at him now, his second season, and he's a championship coach.
Well, I love Joe. I hired him as an assistant long ago, and he's been an assistant here prior to being the head coach under unique circumstances last year, and I thought he did an amazing job last year, and he backed it up with an even better job this year, and that's to be expected. We're supposed to improve as time goes on, especially when you have kind of the growth mindset that Joe has. Joe is an incredible leader. He knows the game. He makes good decisions in the game on both ends of the floor. But I think his impact goes way beyond that. He's amazing in the locker room. He's amazing with the guys. He's not afraid to challenge people. And he has the stamina to work.
What did Derek White call him? A sicko? He's a sicko like that. Because he actually prefers the higher degree of difficulty. He likes it when we get down and have to fight back. And I think that that's valuable, too. I don't know if you necessarily want it in the NBA Finals. But the idea that this team was pushed and tested, really the last 6 weeks of the regular season, there was nobody that was pushing them or testing them. They were so far out in front of the East that it didn't matter. Not that they could lose every game the rest of the way, but you need the adversity. A lot of times that's why a team that has to fight and scratch and claw just to get into the playoffs, maybe they're the last team in. It takes every last game for them to be a wild card or something along those lines. That's why very often they can take teams by surprise because they're in fight or flight mode, so to speak. They've been counting on that adrenaline, that sense of urgency, that tension, and they've been thriving under it. The Celtics didn't get pushed a whole lot, but because of what had happened the last couple years, the near misses, the catastrophic failures, all of those things. I mean, Jaylen Brown was determined. He was never going through that again. What happened in 22 and then what happened in 23. And so they had their own kind of internal motivation and their own internal motor, so they didn't need the outside adversity. But yeah, Derek White called him a sicko.
He's a sicko.
When Joe Mazzulla would get excited about them being down double figures and having to claw their way out of a hole. I think that's terrific. Really speaks to who he is as a coach and definitely as a leader. Not going to back down from any kind of a challenge. So we'll watch what happens in the NBA draft, but good to hear from Brad Stevens. I kind of miss him on the bench. I thought he was a great coach. Out of college, people forget he came out of college and he crushed it almost immediately when he got started. On Twix, at A-Law Radio, pig racing. Also on our Facebook page, you guys are still reacting to the pig racing. I love that. It makes me happy. I'm not the only one who thought it was the best animal video I've seen in forever. And I took it, which makes it kind of cool. I've been sending it to all my family, too. Just because. Why not? It'll make your day. Let's see. Coming up, what do we want to do? Caitlin Clark wins another big award, which is, I think, not necessarily the story. The story still is that everywhere she goes right now, there's attention and yet another viewership record for the game between the Fever and the Chicago Sky on Sunday that was nationally televised. And it was the most watched WNBA game since 2001. It keeps happening. Every single time they're on TV, it keeps happening. The WNBA is sitting on a gold mine right now, and people want to hear from her. Of course, for them, it ended their winning streak, so they're trying to learn from that. Also, Shohei Ohtani, have you noticed what he's doing lately? And is it embarrassing for the Yankees to lose to the Mets?
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3-3 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature, options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician-recommended brand.
Asking for a friend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Vientos hits it high in the air to left, pretty deep. Verdugo back at the track, at the wall. There it goes. Home run, Mark Vientos. First pitch to him. That's lined in the air to left. That's deep. That's headed a long way. Home run, Bader. Harrison Bader with his 5th home run of the year.
First one to Vientos is cracked in the air on a line toward right center. It is off the top of the wall and gone! Vientos hits an absolute laser to right center. It hit the top of the wall and popped into the Yankee bullpen. First pitch to Nimmo is lined in the air deep to right. This sends Soto back at the track. It is gone! Brandon Nimmo, a 2-run homer. The Mets have absolutely teed off on Gerrit Cole tonight. 6-0 New York in the 4th.
Getting you to the good half of your week. It's the Hump Show on After Hours.
Gerrit Cole's second start did not go as well as his first. He allows 6 runs on 7 hits, mixes in 4 walks, and the Mets were game to take the first of the Subway Series against the Yankees. And the Mets have had a great June. They're 1 game below 500 still, which tells you how much ground they had to make up. But they've won 11 of their last 14. They're getting closer. They're still in the mix in the NL wild card just because the NL is so bad and everyone's in the mix for the NL wild cards. But yeah, how about for Harrison Bader, his 5th home run, and then for Mark Vientos, first time with a multiple home run game.
It's a cooler environment. Doing the Subway Series is sick. Being a part of this team, like what we've been doing for the past couple weeks, month, has been awesome, and I'm excited to show up to the ballpark every day.
Okay, I just like the fact that he calls it sick.
Sick.
The Subway Series is sick. Yeah, for the Yankees, they backpedal a little bit. Aaron Judge did smack his 29th home run. This was a grand slam, actually, in the 8th inning. And I originally said to Jay, hey, let's play the Aaron Judge grand slam just because it's a big deal. And then I thought, you know what? There's a better grand slam that's more worthy of getting airtime here on After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We'll get to that here momentarily. But just while we're talking AL, the Yankees had been pacing the field, of course, and are over 50 wins. But with a couple of losses in a row, now they've dropped their last two and actually backpedaling a bit despite what Judge has done. Giancarlo Stanton is on the DL. IL, DL, what's it called now? IL. And Juan Soto's not hitting. He's kind of hit a little bit of a slump here. So they're dealing with some injuries. Gerrit Cole's just getting back. So they've actually lost 7 of their last 10. Even though they still are sitting on 52 wins, guess who has taken over as the best winning percentage in all of baseball, but specifically in the AL?
Here's the pitch to him. He swings and skies it to left center, to the left of center, way back there, and it carries on out of here. Oh, my, Jose Ramirez with another deep drive just to the left of center. And it goes into the Orioles bullpen, and there is the big two-out hit. It's a three-run shot for Jose Ramirez, and it's a five-run inning for the Guardians, who now lead it 8-4.
On the road at the Baltimore Orioles, big win for the Guardians. They extend their win streak now to 7 in a row, and so they have the best winning percentage. 51 victories. The Yankees have 52, but they've got fewer losses. So right now they've got the best winning percentage in all of baseball. We had a chance to catch up with Al Pawlowski, who has Guardians Live on the Bally Sports Great Lakes Network, and then also is a sports anchor in Cleveland, Channel 3. So if you missed that conversation, good stuff. Really enjoyed talking about the Guardians and a power surge that maybe would remind people of the mid-90s. And also, even without Shane Bieber, who just made the two starts, the bullpen has been so good. What are they looking for at the deadline? I asked him that as well. So check it out. The Guardians are in the spotlight right now and have taken over best winning percentage in all of baseball. And our conversation with Al will be on our podcast just minutes after the show is done. And you can find that on both Twix as well as Facebook. They're a great story right now. Still one of the youngest teams in baseball and have it seemingly all working. I know it's June, but Guardians fans are psyched. I'm hearing about you all the time. And Stephen Kwan, awesome. You don't want to miss his at-bats. I actually was telling Al that it reminds me a little bit of Ichiro, where he never met a pitch that he didn't think he could hit somewhere in the ballpark. And I didn't realize that Kwan would say that Ichiro was one of his idols. So kind of a cool connection there. So back to Grand Slams. Yeah, Aaron Judge, 29 home runs. Okay, that's impressive and all. But how about if you're Jurickson Profar? Oh, stick with me here. In the first inning of a game between the Nationals and the Padres in San Diego, Profar has a little conversation, a strongly worded conversation that leads to the benches clearing. It's a pitch that's a little bit too close. All right, let's everybody calm down. It's the first inning. Go back to your respective corners, back to your respective dugouts, only to then see Jurickson Profar get drilled by Mackenzie Gore on the very next pitch. Right? So they weren't about to let it go. The Nationals weren't going to let it go. Okay. So then Manny Machado, you'd think, he's got the answer. He's got the perfect response. Two batters later, he smokes a two-run home run. Oh, no. Jurickson Profar would have the last word.
Padres with a one-run lead. They are looking for more, much more, with Jurickson Profar at the plate. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Profar hits it in the air, deep down the right field line, towards the corner. Gonna go!
The ultimate answer.
Tough game, how to start off. He kept his cool, he did everything, you know, and then went out there, you know, hits a grand slam in the same day. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. I don't even think you could write it up any better.
Manny Machado touting Jurickson Profar, who has a grand slam 5 innings after he's right in the middle of this strongly worded conversation and gets plunked on the foot. That's the Padres radio network. And man, they've come up with all kinds of dramatic ways to win these days. This wasn't a walk-off against the Washington Nationals, but they've had a few walk-offs or wins in their final at-bats recently. So this is such a cool story. We just talked about the Guardians and how right now they're a great story. You need to pay attention to them. But Jurickson Profar individually, he's 31 years old. Wait, I'm not done. 31 years old, which in and of itself is not astounding. He's playing on a $1 million contract. That's it. That's all. And I know for most of us, that's still Monopoly money. But in Major League Baseball, in big time sports, where you've got guys who are signing up for $300 million, $1 million is all he's making in 2024. He's not a guy who's known for power necessarily, but it was his 11th home run of the season. He's having the type of year that could very well lead to a much fatter free agent contract. Yeah, he's hitting .317. He's tied for, what, I think he's top 15 in RBI, tied for 10th somewhere along those lines. And right now, he sets the tone for the Padres. And he's also leading the vote getting, the voting, the balloting, the vote getting. He's tops among National League outfielders for all-star votes, which is so cool. Every year we have something along these lines where you dig deep enough and you'll get this really cool story. And so I love that for Jurickson and Profar, right in the middle of everything there, literally on Tuesday night, but also right in the middle of everything for the Padres. And for Davey Martinez, you know, he's got to stick up for his guys there in the first inning, the whole brouhaha.
For me, it was a good way to send a message like, hey, you know, great, you hit, you know, he hit the ball, he won the game, but we're not going to tolerate that.
Nope, not going to tolerate it. It's just tough talk there, especially when you're not the one who has to stand in the batter's box.
I feel like that's a fine coming.
You think?
I would think so. He just said that they hit him on purpose, pretty much.
Oh, yes. I'm pretty sure.
can't really do that, but...
Nah? Well, you can't acknowledge that you do it.
Well, you can, but you're going to get fined, and...
Except that teams do it all the time is my point. As long as you play dumb and don't acknowledge, well, then you're in good shape. You're in good hands. Anyway, it's the perfect answer. I don't know. You could call it a mic drop. You could call it a bat flip. You could call it a stick it where the sun don't shine moment for Jurickson and Profar. Any of those, I think, would apply. The last laugh, that's always sweet.
But we're not going to tolerate that.
He who laughs last laughs the loudest. Or if you're me, you just laugh the loudest all the time. I try to laugh quietly and more ladylike. It just never quite works. Most of you know that. Jay's looking at me. Like I've got no way to defend you.
A laugh's a laugh. It is what it is.
A laugh is a laugh. All right, coming up, Caitlin Clark. She's getting decorated again, but that's not really why. It's more about Fever rebounding from that tough loss against Chicago. And have you heard about the new Hallmark movie? No, I swear there's a sports tie. I swear it. And no, it's not Caitlin Clark. Oh, but that's coming. How much you want to bet that's coming? A movie about Fever and the Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark. Oh, it's coming.
Not a bad name, actually. The Fever.
The Fever on the Hallmark movie channel. Next.
I don't know about Hallmark, but maybe a horror movie.
Come on. My mama has Fever. She loves to watch the Indiana Fever. She wears her jersey.
I watch him.
What? Who did you just tell me? What musician? Adam Levine. Adam Levine was performing with a Caitlin Clark jersey.
Which he said he had a hard time finding.
See? It's cool to be a Caitlin Clark fan right now.
Apparently.
Better get on board with the Fever.
Are Maroon 5 still cool?
Have some... I think Maroon 5 is still cool.
They played the Super Bowl, what, 3 years ago? Four?
Oh, shoot. I can't even remember who won the Super Bowl 3 years ago. Forget who performed at halftime. Wait, I think 3 years ago was Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Was it Dre?
I think it was.
Oh, you don't call him Doctor. You just call him Dre.
Dre, yeah. He lost his PhD.
Oh, no. Sorry. Yeah, I'm so Dr. not Dre. Cool. Dre and Eminem and
50 Cent.
Yeah. That was great. I love that
Missy
halftime.
Elliott.
But I have no idea if it was 3 years ago. Huh.
That was in L.A. I know that.
Was it?
No, I don't know.
All right. So much for that. The memories, they all blend together when you do this for a living. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Don't at me.
You are listening to the After Hour.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's best-selling signature sheets in 100% organic cotton. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com, code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where's podcast?
McKinnon is in at running back. First down and goal to go. Play action fake. Right side throw. Touchdown! Kansas City! McCole Hardman! McCole Hardman with the catch on the right side! A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game 25-22, and the Chiefs Kingdom has started its own history class.
Chiefs Kingdom! Y'all hear this? We've been fighting for all right all day. How about a little Viva Las Vegas? Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Viva!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I forgot how awful that was. Boy, is he loud. Spoken from one true loud person to another. I know it's a special gift. At least he didn't start screaming that when he was on the stage with Taylor Swift for her Eras tour. It was London, right? Could you imagine if he had started belting out Viva Las Vegas, or even worse, you gotta fight?
Would that ruin the concert or extremely add to it?
Well, here's the thing. You can't usurp your superstar girlfriend at her concert the first time you make a cameo.
Right.
No, this is not your show. Your show and your stage will come quickly enough. This is her show. As much as I think some fans would have dug it, I don't think that's really what you want to do. She's fairly meticulous about preparation. She's like the Peyton Manning of concerts, right? Where she has it all choreographed and scripted and everything's down to a science. So, nah, I would say unless you talk it over with her, probably not.
Impressive that he learned that choreography, though.
We know that he's musical, clearly.
Clearly.
I bet he practiced. I bet that was really cool. What a neat moment. It's gone viral. You can find that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. That's not why we played the Chiefs' final call of the Super Bowl in Vegas, back to back. Now they're looking for a three-peat, but in the offseason, they expand their fan base even more. The Chiefs are becoming a pop culture phenomenon. First, it's the Swifties, who many of them probably had no idea about Travis Kelce or football or the rules. That's great. Let's expand the fan base and include a bunch of young girls, young women. Awesome. Love that. Well, next up, let's expand our fan base to include Hallmark movie disciples. Get this. There is a brand new Hallmark holiday movie that will start production, filming and production soon, and it revolves around the Kansas City Chiefs. It will be entirely filmed in KC and also at Arrowhead Stadium. And listen to the title. Are you ready? Holiday. Wait, what's the title? Holiday Celebration? A Chiefs Love Story?
Holiday touchdown?
Holiday touchdown. My fault. I got the, I closed out the window on my, I was assuming I would remember it. I closed out the window on my laptop. Holiday touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
Beautiful.
No word yet if Andy Reid or Patrick Mahomes or Travis Kelce will make a cameo. Could you imagine? The whole write-up, the synopsis is extremely cheesy. It's about Alana and her family. It's sad that I know this. Alana and her family, who are huge Chiefs fans. That's essentially how their family connects. Remember we told you a couple weeks ago, according to a recent study, 68% of sports fans say it brings their families closer together. So here are these Chiefs super fans. They're trying to win Fan of the Year, and they think they've got the right line. They think they're about to be awarded Fan of the Year from the Chiefs. And there's some romance, of course, between the main character and someone who works for the Chiefs. But then her grandfather's lucky Chiefs hat is stolen, or it's been misplaced, and everything goes haywire from there. Makes her question everything, but she needs some Christmas magic. And I would say also an appearance from Travis Kelce. That will fix everything.
I think whether they have speaking roles or not, they probably won't have speaking roles.
Mm-mm.
They need to somehow be in the film. Like, if whether it's just a B-roll of them walking on the sideline, like, they have to be in the film. They have to be.
Yeah, so I don't know if, considering it's a Christmas movie, it gets cold at Arrowhead at Christmas time. Be careful.
That's why he needs his hat.
Be careful what you wish for. Yeah, that's why he needs his hat. I don't know if they'll film it in season, but you would think, why would they bother to go to Arrowhead when it's empty? That doesn't help anything.
It's like sunbeaming and people in short sleeve shirts, I'm not going to buy it. So,
all right, so Arrowhead's cold. I once went to a Big 12 championship in December at Arrowhead, and by halftime, I was on the sidelines for the first half. By halftime, I could not feel my feet. From the ankles down, there was nothing there. I could not feel my feet. I had to retreat to the press box. So it's cold there, as we know. Yeah, I'm assuming they're going to have to do this in season. They're going to go all out. Holiday touchdown. Well.
All right.
A Chiefs love story.
Alana begins to doubt everything she believed about fate, destiny, and even questions her future with Derek. Unless, that is, a little Christmas magic can throw a Hail Mary.
So cheese. It's so cheesy.
Shakespeare could never written that better.
No. But how brilliant is this for the Chiefs, though? Seriously. And I found this on a TV website, TVinsider.com. It wasn't the Chiefs, but there were comments from whoever the director of the Chiefs business things. It's not Andy Reid. But they're all excited because, of course, they opened up their fan base to Swifties, and now their fan base is going to include Hallmark Movie Channel disciples. And you know there are many. People can make fun. I have friends who watch Hallmark movies, Christmas movies, year-round.
I mean, they still make them for a reason, right?
They do. They do. 15th year. It's going to be part of the debut holiday season.
Anytime you can get your team's logo on a movie or out there to another audience. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. When we told this story earlier, we talked about it earlier, Marco Belletti thought I was making it up, as if I could make up that incredible title, Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story.
I think we have to do some production if you did make that up. Have to hit the books.
I'd be a lot richer if I had written that Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story. Hey, speaking of champions, we're really excited about this. The Panthers, their final call, it's gone viral as well. It's Bill Lindsay, former Panther, who never won a cup himself, obviously. He just screaming, yelling, exulting, losing it, crying. Yeah, it was amazing. Anyway, he's become all the rage now. I've seen different interviews with him, Jay. I'm not sure if you've seen. He's been, he's done some TV interviews as well. He's going to be on our show tonight. We're really looking forward to that. So you did not want to miss it. Former Panther and current radio analyst extraordinaire, Bill Lindsay. Jay, tell us about the tweet. Was it a tweet that you saw?
Yes.
I didn't see it. So apparently someone criticized him for losing it on the air. And his response was?
Yeah, it was late last night after the game. Someone had criticized, like, oh, you ruined that final call. How could you step all over that? It was, as a fan, like, that was our moment. And then he goes, I've been waiting. You'll get over it. I've been waiting for this longer than you have. That was his response to it.
Nice. Hopefully we get some of that snarkiness. As for Caitlin Clark, she hasn't yet won a championship. However, they're working toward it. The Fever, they lost to Chicago by 1 point on Sunday, but they had put together 4 wins in a row before that. So it's a learning experience.
It stinks. Like, it was a game we felt like we could have, you know, won and put ourselves in a position to win after 3 quarters. And even, I think we were up 12 with 7 minutes to play in the game, if I'm not mistaken. So I think you can't dwell on it too much, but it can't happen again. I think it's one you go back and watch the film and, like, you get in those situations. Like, if we have another situation where we're up, you know, 15 in the fourth quarter, like, you have to be able to still attack and be aggressive, but also play really great defense. You can't foul as much. That stops the clock. That's free points when the clock's not even moving. Like, that's the worst thing that you can do. So I think those things, and you know, like I've said, like, we're in an inexperienced group. Like, you have to learn from it. That's the only thing you can do.
Caitlin is busy with the Indiana Fever right now, so she was unable to be in New York for the Honda Cup Award that she received for a second straight year on Tuesday night. It's kind of neat, too, because her idol, she's talked about this before, had a chance to meet Maya Moore, the former UConn and, WNBA great. She won it twice. I do not remember when. It's been over a decade, but she won it back-to-back years or won it twice. And now Caitlin Clark has done the same thing, which is really cool because she loved Maya Moore. She's often credited Maya with the reason that she wanted to be a WNBA player is because that's who she fell in love watching. And that's awesome to know. Not only have you met her now, but you've made your dreams come true and your name is next to hers as it pertains to this prestigious award. But yeah, too bad for the New York award ceremony because she was not on hand. Do you think that there's a chance they gave the award to her because she might have shown up? Because they thought, well, if we give it to her a second year in a row, she'll be here.
She'll be here.
Don't.
A little politics?
I don't know. I just know that congratulations to her. She's won pretty much every award you possibly can. Every award she's eligible for. Now she needs a championship. All right, we're back tonight after the first round of the NBA draft. Enjoy your hump day. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet!
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3-3 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature, options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.